This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Come on in, stay a while. It's hour two on this Wednesday. We're down to Danette. Paulie under the weather. Hope he'll be able to return tomorrow. Fritzy in rare form. Oh, by the way, it's an anniversary today. A year ago today. Do you know what happened on this program? I'll start with you, Fritzy.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe this will refresh your memory.
Something good? He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a year ago today.
A year ago to the day?
Yes.
Oh, and Paul's out?
I know. And Paul's not here today to make fun of you.
I was convinced you guys doctored something in the back room there. How could I possibly sound
wouldn't
like
that? Wouldn't even shorter if you could.
Play it again, Mark.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. What am I wearing, braces and a bite plate?
Know.
I don't understand that. That's how you talk if you have like a night brace on.
But we had doctors, dentists who were calling in.
Yeah, you're talking too fast. You got too much liquid in your mouth. You don't have, your mouth is dry. It's too dry. It's too wet. You're doing something with your tongue.
Well, come on in.
Like a mild stroke. I was like, come on, stop. I'm neurotic enough. I don't know. See if you can touch your nose with your tongue, because you may be having a medical episode of some sort.
That was a year ago today. Yeah, we celebrate all the anniversaries on this program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Today, maybe is the day. Maybe. We've been held captive by Aaron Rodgers for quite some time, and maybe we get out of jail. Maybe he makes his announcement later on today, this afternoon on Pat McAfee's show. Maybe he finally says, I'm going to be the Jets' new quarterback. He has a wish list. Diana Rossini, who joins us a little bit later on, is the first to bring this to light, that Aaron mentioned to the Jets, I guess, that he had a wish list. Do you think he wrote something down and sent it to them, texted to them, or did he have to explain? I would think you would have to explain Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis to the Jets. And then you want OBJ, and OBJ reportedly wants $20 million. They signed Alan Lazard, and Lazard is a good number two receiver. He was the de facto number one receiver after Devontae Adams left the Packers. He's 27, and they're going to pay him, what, 40-some million dollars over the next couple of years, 3 years. He has been very good as a third-down receiver. But he had, what, 60 catches last year, under 800 yards and 6 touchdowns. I mean, he wasn't the best receiver on his own team. Watson was better than him. Yes, Mark?
This Aaron Rodgers Jets thing might be like when you were a kid and you ask your mom, can I get something? But why not? Because I said so. That might be one of those, like, Mercedes Lewis, because I said so. Okay, Aaron, you're right. You're right.
And Randall Cobb. Yes, Paul. Or Seton.
But it's not as simple as Aaron Rodgers just being like, okay, I've decided on the Jets. He still has to get traded.
Yes.
He still has to. It feels like the only negotiations that are happening are between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, when it's really got to be the Packers and the Jets.
Yes.
And that's a little weird.
Yes. And the report from Trey Wingo saying that Aaron is not the holdup. It's you know, somebody else. And it might just be the Packers with compensation. What are you at? And if I'm the Packers, now that I know you're this far down the road with Aaron and his wish list, I'd ask for a little bit more. Now, the Jets may say, look, we got to pick up that salary of his, and you know, we're going to give you something here. We're doing you a favor as well. You know, we're going to do you a solid. You get to move on from this. So cut us a break here.
Yeah, that's equivalent to one first round.
Yes.
Us taking him off your hands. Yeah. That's just knock out a first rounder right there.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's what it is. We'll check in with the Jets coming up in about 15 minutes from now. But does a first round draft pick get this done? And then are you going to bring in OBJ for $20 million a year? And he's not even your featured wide receiver. That would be Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State, who was the offensive rookie of the year. Yeah, Mark.
$20 million for potentially your third receiver?
Yeah.
Nah, no thanks.
I think he'd be the second receiver. Well, I mean, they have receivers on that team. But if you're bringing, oh boy. I mean, it could be spectacular or spectacularly bad, it feels like. Like it could be unbelievable or it could be, oh my God, why didn't we see this coming? Yes, Mark.
If Aaron gets all this and he joins the Jets, what's the realistic expectations for this team? Is it literally Super Bowl or bust, or is it divisional round, good year?
I think obviously playoff team, and I would say, you know, at least divisional round. It's a good team. I think they're a playoff team anyway. Now you put Aaron on there, and, you know, it's going to heighten expectations. But is the Jets team better than the Packers team of last year? Now, I know the Jets beat the Packers in Green Bay, but talent-wise, I thought Green Bay had the makings of a Super Bowl team last year. I thought the defense was good. They were going to run the ball, and it would be more run first, and then Aaron Rodgers would complement that. You had a couple of good young receivers, and I thought, okay, in that division, in the NFC, you can go to the Super Bowl. With the AFC, man, that's tough sledding. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, man, the AFC East is like bizarro world right now compared to what we've known the last 20 years. Where if, say the Jets do bring in Aaron Rodgers and they make all these, they upgrade, right, in a pretty significant way.
Yeah.
The Bills are still top of the class there. The Dolphins are making all kinds of moves, bringing in people.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are like, nah, see you, Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Like, Patriots didn't do anything.
Right? Yeah, they haven't done any. And they're already so nameless and faceless.
Yes.
That the one receiver that you did know that could play a little bit just left.
And McCourty just retired. Yeah. Is Matt Patricia still on the coaching roster there? Or did he leave?
I thought he left.
Oh. Did he go to be a defensive coach, coordinator?
No, I think he might still be a senior football advisor.
For the Patriots?
For the Patriots, but I'm not positive.
And offensive coordinator as well? But they didn't make any moves here in the offseason.
I advise him to go find another team.
Thank you, Tom.
He's not going anywhere.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. Yes, Marv.
That's what also makes Tom Brady the GOAT, because without him, they were nameless and faceless when he was there.
Yeah.
You couldn't even name four of the Patriots when he was there.
The wait is over. Will and the Banks family are back in a new season of the hit Peacock original series, Bel Air. Stream it now. New episodes Thursday only on Peacock. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
I decided to go with who's the most interesting team right now in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Your options were the Ravens, the Raiders, the Jets, or other.
Okay.
Because those are the teams that I'm currently finding the most interesting.
Okay. And then 4 o'clock this afternoon, Lamar Jackson hits the market. See if anybody's interested in ponying up. I wonder if a 3-year completely guaranteed $150 million deal would get that done for a team. If they wanted Lamar Jackson and they're willing to give 2 first-round draft picks to the Ravens. Yes, Eden.
What is your expectation for him next year? You think he'll be with the Ravens? Or do you think he moves?
I hope he moves, but I think he's going to be there.
And why do you hope he moves?
Well, it feels like he did everything he could do for them. Gave him an MVP season. And yes, his style got him hurt, but they had no problem with that style when he was healthy and they were successful. I like him. I wish he had an agent. And I said this before about having an agent. An agent can plant seeds. They can do things behind the scenes. They can massage, manipulate a situation. And his mom's not going to be able to do that. Where you're able to gauge interest, maybe act like it. You know, you ask a team, hey, could you act like you're interested? Put some pressure on the Raven. This is what happens with agents. You know, where they'll plant something with a member of the media. Hey, you didn't hear it from me, but, I mean, this has happened to me many, many times in my career. And then you always have to weigh, well, why are they telling this? What do they want to get out of this? And then do you want to be used like that? But that's what agents do. And I think if Lamar had that, then we might not be in this situation. But I do like him, and I hope that he has that opportunity to continue to be great, because that's what it comes back to. I just love watching greatness, and we have certainly seen that. But if it's not with the Falcons, or if the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, would they go after Lamar? I mean, there's other options there, but you know, the quarterbacking market is kind of drying up right now. Like, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to Green or doesn't go to the Jets, can he go back to Green Bay? I guess he can. They don't want him back. Yeah, Marv.
Is everyone rooting for Lamar Jackson to go to the Commanders like I am? Because I would love to see them with him in the lineup.
I've floated that out the last couple of days. That if I'm Daniel Snyder and I know that all these owners have turned on me and I'm going to sell my team, why wouldn't you just, hey, I'm going to reset the quarterbacking market. You guys are going to have to deal with this while I'm in the south of France on my yacht. And I'm going to give him totally guaranteed $250 million. All guaranteed. Come on in. You're a commander now. And I'm selling the team. By the way, the bracket contest, you have till tomorrow, right before the games officially start, the Dan Patrick Show Bracket Challenge, and you can be in the challenge with all the celebrity friends that we have. You can go fill out your brackets now, see the official rules at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Brett in Virginia leads us off. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind today?
ADP 62250.
All right.
So sad that Paulie isn't here today because he's got a potential iTeam investigation. I'm watching the Corpus Christi first four game and second half under 12 timeout. I see a Capital One commercial, familiar faces: Spike Lee, Samuel L. Jackson, Charles Barkley, friend of the show, even Jim Nantz cameo appearance. And next thing you know, the commercial, Chuck gives a cue and cheerleaders come out and in big bright lights, Chuck and the Chuckettes. And I saw that immediately. I said, whoa, we might have to take a look into this. Maybe it's possible cease and desist, but I needed to bring that to attention real quick.
All right. Well, thank you, Brett. I wish Paulie was here because he heads up the I-team. But Reggie Miller gave us Dan and the Danettes. And, you know, whenever we're out sometimes, you'll get somebody to go, you know, Danettes are, that's for women.
You realize that's a feminine term.
Yeah. And I go, and what's your point? Reggie gave them that name. Marv in Indiana. Hi, Marv. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show. This is actually my second time. The first time we talked, we were at the Notre Dame football tailgate chanting fireball, trying to get you to take shots.
Oh, that's right. And I would have done a fireball shot if you didn't have 50 phone cameras there on me. I just was like, oh, I'll do a shot. And everybody put up their phone to go, I'm not going to have that happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I still owe you an apology, so
that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry for that.
All right, well, thank you. Thank
so
you,
here's Mark. My poll question.
Okay.
As a 16 seed, would you rather be in the play-in game and potentially get two tournament games, or be guaranteed in the round of 64 but play that number one seed first?
I would want to be in the tournament. I'd want to be one of the 64 because I don't know how many people watched the games last night. I did. I did a drive-by. I was kind of curious any players that I should be interested in. But, you know, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Pitt advance the first four. And then you've got games coming up tonight, more first four games. If you're in the 64, then you're in the tournament. If you're in the play-in, you're not in the tournament. You're playing in to win to get into the tournament. And I'd rather be part of the 64 because I think that's how – look, you fill out your brackets. You're not filling them out before Tuesday's games. You're filling them out before Thursday's games. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, and everybody's waiting for the all day and night games Thursday and Friday. And even when you look at schedules, it refers to the Thursday games as first round, not second round, as much as college basketball might want us to consider those first round games being second round.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Once again, anniversary today for Fritzy, and this is how it sounded a year ago.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. Cannot believe that came out of my
mouth. And you thought that we edited that.
I was positive you did something. I don't know how you did it, but like, wow, they're really talented back
there. We're not that talented.
How could someone sound like that?
Nobody wants to work that hard either. So.
No. We don't have to work that hard to make you look bad or sound bad.
But like gargling while you're talking. I don't know what you would say. Like I was drinking, I had a half a cup of water in my mouth while I was talking.
Yeah, see.
Who figured out that it was the anniversary? I mean, I got a couple notes on Twitter, which I just think is funny that people remember these things. But
The big German.
The Yerman?
Yeah. I went back and he directs the show and he goes, you know what happened a year ago? And I go, no. And then he goes, Marv's got it. And it when Fritzy had... His speech impediment.
A2 Brute on Mr. Jones.
Yeah. So that was a year ago.
That's a little Ides of March humor right there from Todd.
Yeah.
Almost slipped by everybody, but yeah. I caught it.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Ides of March sports names?
Oh, no. Don't encourage him.
Ides of March
Tony
sports names.
Bruno.
Name's hard to say with the SH sound. Shannon Storp. It's a work in progress. We'll figure it out.
Thank you, Tom.
Cannon. What are you sure if you should have?
What do you have there, Marv?
And whatever that is, I think.
Oh, that's when Aaron Rodgers gave you a shout out.
That was an awesome shout out.
He gave you a shout out.
I'm yet to thank him for that. I meant to send a note to the agent.
I said we should just have Aaron Rodgers on so you can thank him for giving you a shout out. And don't ask him anything about the Jets.
That would be perfect. Yeah. One question.
All right, we'll check in with the Jets here. You know, there's a lot of things going on with the wish list and Odell Beckham. Is he going to join Aaron Rodgers? And what's the holdup here? So we'll check in with the Jets coming up. The Hall of Famer Mike Francesa will join us coming up next hour. And Diana Rossini, who has had some great information about Aaron Rodgers' situation. She's the one that revealed the wish list that he had for the Jets. All of that coming up here. Dan Patrick Show, we're back after this. GetRefunds.com. That's all you got to remember. GetRefunds.com. And you can apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or it's otherwise known as ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com, get started. Going to take you less than 10 minutes. See if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. And if the employees were kept on the payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. No upfront charge either. They do all the work. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. And a lot of businesses believe that they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Get started. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Maybe today is the day. We've been held hostage by Aaron Rodgers for quite some time now. Imagine covering the Jets on a daily basis. Rich Cimini has been doing that for a long time. ESPN NFL Nation reporter joins us on the program. How's morale, Rich?
Dan, I have not been out of my house in literally a week, except to go out to get the mail and come back in. That's been it. So, yes, I've been held hostage by this.
What do you expect to happen today?
I don't expect him to go on the air at 1 o'clock Eastern and say, I've been traded to the Jets for this, this, and this. And there's still a lot of work to be done. I think there's a chance he may go out there and say, I'm going to play football this year, which he has not said publicly to this point, and I would like to play for the Jets. I think there's a chance he might say that, but he's not going to announce a final trade.
What do you make of the wish list by Rodgers?
It's a legitimate story. I think it's been overblown a little bit. I don't think he said, here's a list of demands. I have to have these guys to play for the Jets. I think when the Jets were out there in Southern California last week, they had a discussion on some players that he wouldn't mind playing with if he came to the Jets. And I think so. It's more of a collaborative thing. And Alan Lazard, who I believe they're going to sign, he's a legitimate player. I mean, even if they don't get Rodgers, he's a legitimate add to the roster.
But then you throw in Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis. I didn't know Mercedes Lewis was still in the league, but what's the likelihood that they sign those two guys?
That, I think, would be overkill. I mean, Mercedes Lewis is 38 years old. I guess he's a good blocking tight end. Tight end is actually one of the Jets' better positions. I don't think they need a tight end. Randall Cobb, 32, could he be a backup slot receiver and play 10 snaps a game? Yeah, I guess he could, but that's usually a spot for a younger guy. So I think those might be stretching the limits a little bit. And as for Odell Beckham, I think at this point that would be a luxury for the Jets. I don't think the Jets have the cap room to accommodate him.
$20 million a year? That's the reported per year salary?
I mean, he's not going to get that, but even if he got 15, the Jets, they're pretty much pressed against the salary cap, especially if they get Rodgers. So I do not see that happening.
What's plan B for the Jets?
Plan B is now starting for the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr was their plan B. Yeah, so there went plan B. I know there was a talk about Garoppolo being the plan C. I don't think the Jets were ever seriously considering Garoppolo. I think everyone had him earmarked for the Raiders, which is where he ended up. I think they would be in serious trouble. I think they would probably look into trading for Ryan Tannehill, maybe even signing a Jacoby Brissett. There would be serious trouble and serious backlash from a very angry fan base.
What about Lamar Jackson?
I mean, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I should have mentioned him. I mean, yeah, that's kind of the obvious guy. I just don't know if the Jets are going to pay $200 million guaranteed. I know for a fact when Deshaun Watson was available a couple of years ago, this is before all the off-the-field stuff came to light, the Jets did have some preliminary interest at that point. This is before they drafted Zach Wilson. Once the other stuff came out, they backed off. But I think at that time, they were taken aback by the size of the contract he got from Cleveland. So I'd be kind of surprised if they made a run at Lamar Jackson.
I don't know how you felt about this, but I thought Derek Carr made more sense because I could get 4 years out of Derek Carr and no drama. Now, Rodgers, I don't know how long I get. Now, does he give me a higher ceiling? Yes, but I don't want to start over again in a year or two with a team that is going to be a playoff team. What do you make of that?
I'm in the other school, Dan, so I have to disagree a little bit. You know, I see the advantages of Carr. Also, they wouldn't have had to give up any trade compensation for Carr. It would have just been cold, hard cash. So that was the other argument for Carr. And I totally get it. I think he's a mid-level quarterback who could probably get the Jets from 7 wins to 10 wins. But I think I'd rather take my shot with a guy like Rodgers. Yeah, it may only be for a year or two, but I think there's a much higher ceiling with an Aaron Rodgers. Plus, he could attract some players. I think he could galvanize, just because of who he is, a talented young roster. I think he would bring that element to it as well. And, of course, maybe in 2 years, you're staring into the abyss again at quarterback. Like, who's our guy? The Jets still have Zach Wilson under contract for 2 more years. They claim he's still part of their long-term plan. I'm not so sure about that. But you're right. That's the downside. In 2 years, you could be left with nothing.
Would they have let Mike White go if they weren't confident that they were getting Aaron Rodgers?
I think they would have made a stronger attempt to keep Mike White. Coaching staff loves him. Locker room loves him. Mike White, I think, would have come back under different circumstances. But where's the opportunity? I mean, they say that Zach Wilson's going to be the backup. I think Mike White makes a clean break. He gets a much better opportunity in Miami. It's his hometown team. He got a good contract. So I think that worked out really well for him.
Any similarities with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, aside from the obvious ones?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I've had so many moments of deja vu. I, of course, was covering the Jets during the Favre thing, and the only difference really was the calendar. Back then, it was like late July, early August, but it was a lot of the same stuff. You know, does he want to play? You know, does Green Bay want him back? You know, there's the stare down. I remember talking to Mike Tannenbaum, their GM, many times over the years. He said he tried for 3 weeks calling Brett Favre. He got a no for 3 weeks straight and finally got him to say yes. So a lot of similarities, two different personalities, of course, Favre and Rodgers. You couldn't get more different, but a lot of deja vu moments for me over the last couple of weeks.
And this has been brought up. How's Rodgers going to deal with the New York media? And I said, well, Dick Young is not there anymore. Mike Lupik is not there. I mean, I don't know how, you know, he's going to be peppered with questions, but explain the New York media now dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that narrative is a little overblown. Maybe it's just because I'm in the New York media and I'm too close to it, but I don't think we're as bad and vicious as people make us out to be. I mean, you know, yeah, we ask hard questions when the guy performs poorly. You know, you get tough questions. I mean, just ask Zach Wilson. You know, he had a rough go last year. But I think it's how you handle it, ultimately how you play. If he comes in and throws touchdown passes, it's going to be paradise for him. The fans will embrace him. The media will embrace him. I just think, Dan, I just think that's overblown a little bit. I just don't think it's that way.
Have fun. Have fun today, and whenever this happens, hopefully you get out of the house and go to dinner or something and celebrate.
I heard we got some snow yesterday. I haven't been able to confirm that yet, though, but I will soon.
Thank you, Rich. Right.
Thanks, Dan.
That's,
take care.
Rich Cimini. Been covering the Jets a long time, ESPN, NFL Nation reporter. Yeah, this, oh, how's Rodgers going to do? You know, Rodgers would probably have more of a problem with the front page of the newspapers than the back page of the newspapers. That's where they go after you. That's when they have those headlines. It's front page of the New York Post or New York Daily News. But, you know, as far as the reporters go, I mean, they're going to ask questions. But Rodgers is adept at sidestepping these questions. It's not like he's going to, you know, Zach Wilson did not do well, but he wasn't playing well. And then you start to ask him questions like, you know, this year, you take any blame for this? No, that's doesn't sound like a leader to me. I would think Rodgers would be a little bit more savvy. He's been around. He's heard these questions. Now, granted, New York, different than Green Bay, because you got so many different members of the media. You have so much content that you have to fill. But I think Rodgers, if he plays well, you don't have to worry about that. Zach Wilson didn't play well. Let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Mike Francesa, the Hall of Famer, New York radio legend, will join us coming up top of the hour. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on Aaron and the Jets. Brandon in Ohio. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
So I heard, and even in that interview with Rich Cimini, talk about Rodgers versus the media. I haven't heard much, though, about what people think Rodgers and Saleh's dynamic is going to be. The last time he had a quarterback from Green Bay go to New York, completely different roster, completely different circumstances, but Eric Mangini was the coach, and that was his last year there. And it was made even worse for him because he went to Cleveland right afterwards. But I could see press conferences maybe get a little prickly, where if Rodgers says something, it doesn't match up with Saleh, then the New York media might feast on that.
So I agree. But I don't know that relationship. I don't know if Aaron has spoken to Robert Saleh, who's a defensive-minded guy. And he might say to Nathaniel Hackett, like, you deal with this. You know, I'm going to let you have the relationship with Aaron here. I'll deal with everything else. You deal with that. And maybe that's the approach here. Ty in Ohio. Hi, Ty.
Hey, Dan and Danette. First time caller. 6 foot solid 175. Mm-hmm. Anyways, hey, I'd love to hear your thoughts on if Aaron doesn't end up with the Jets, on where you think there's potential suitors for him.
Well, Green Bay. I don't. You know, Miami is extending Tua. The Raiders, Jimmy G. I don't know if there are other options there. I haven't heard other options there. Even when there was he's going to reunite with Devontae Adams. And I told you on the show, I had a great source who said that Josh McDaniels is going to be open for business with Jimmy Garoppolo. If they move on from Derek Carr, it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's what happened. Aaron wasn't going to Vegas. But I thought that made a lot of sense. Does he stay? Does he retire? I think those are the three options. And it might just be, does he retire? Does he go to the Jets or does he retire? Might just be as simple as that. David in Ohio. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's up?
Good. I had some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. I could actually care less about where he goes. I just want to see Mike Greenberg go on this darkness retreat he kept talking about if he goes to the Jets.
Yeah, I don't think Greeny could stay in a dark place for 4 days without probably weeping. Knowing Greeny, he's not going to last 4 days. Well, Aaron didn't last 4 days. I think Aaron was like, I guess he found what he was looking for after 2.5 days. That's it. I'm ready to go. I'd love to know what happened after 2.5 days that wasn't going to happen after 4 days when you go into your dark place. Yes, yes. By the way, Greeny's been in a dark place for decades being a Jets fan. Yes, Marv.
Does a big decision like that take 4 days in a dark room to figure out?
Well, I don't know if that's what he was going in there to find out. It might have been bigger picture with, you know, his mental clarity. I mean, I tried not to get too deep into this. You know, when you do ayahuasca, good for you. You want to do mushrooms, good for you. Whatever works for you, I'm good. I just don't need to know everything about it. And I guess because when I grew up, I didn't know anything about my favorite athletes. I didn't know what happened when they left the ballpark or the football field. Now, we feel like we need to know that. And the media is obligated to give you that, who you're dating, what they're doing, vacation, you know, all of this. And then the athlete will then feed the machine and say, oh, you know, here I am with Olivia Munn and, you know, we're on vacation somewhere. Yes, yes, Mark.
Imagine if Wilt Chamberlain had an Instagram.
Ooh. Imagine if Michael Jordan had an Instagram.
Ooh.
Might have changed people's thoughts on him.
Gatorade, like Mike.
be like Mike. Yes, 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 Eden.
I think when you're somebody like Aaron Rodgers, who's clearly on a journey in life, right? Where he's trying to find answers to things, and then you find non-traditional ways of getting there, I think some people like to share that.
Because they want to tell you to open up your mind to these possibilities? I mean, we're all on a journey in life, aren't we?
We are.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say I'm on a journey. Now, I do have 3 hours every day that I, you know, I have to fill up the 3 hours. And if I'm telling you I went to dinner and got embarrassed by Chris Maloney of Law and Order, who's now my best friend, okay, it's a fun story.
Yeah.
But I did talk about, you know, my issues with my health, but that was affecting my performance here on the show. But I don't need to tell you everything. Yes. But,
like, I don't think that he's necessarily going on, like, say when he goes on Pat McAfee, I don't know that they're talking about his journey like that. I haven't listened to a lot of those interviews, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think they probably talk like football and life and things like that.
Yeah.
But then he goes on other podcasts where it's like,
that's the journey.
Dr. Jill so-and-so. Yeah. And that's where he's talking about his journey in life and all this stuff. But people can pull quotes from those. You know what I mean? So it's not, sometimes I think that I get the punchline of like, oh, are you in a dark place for 4 days to figure out what you want for lunch? but I mean, it's not really like that.
It does feel like he shares too much. That's all. Just feels like he loves it.
It is true. We don't really need to know everybody's thoughts.
No.
Sometimes I think that, like, on Twitter, where it's like Twitter is the perfect place where you say out loud the things that are in your head and almost always regret it. That's a Twitter is like, I don't need to know these thoughts from people.
I don't need to put on Twitter how much my wife is my soulmate. And I just,
that's Facebook.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's Facebook. Oh. People don't put that stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, we had to put our gerbil down today. 4 great years. Our daughter's devastated. We tried to bring in another gerbil that looked just like it, but she realized that the one was dead. It was in the dirt in the basement.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Cowboys plan on cutting Zeke Elliott today. If only Jerry Jones would have listened to me. Could have saved yourself some money. Yes, Eaton.
That means that, and this is just all over the internet, Ezekiel Elliott's last play for the Cowboys is going to be that weird formation thing they did against the 49ers where he was snapping the ball
and
got
center
absolutely crushed. That's his last play for the Cowboys. I'm sorry. He deserves better than that. That's not fair.
It'll be his last play with the Cowboys, but you know, somebody will pick up Zeke. I just never would have signed him to that second contract. Now, Pollard coming off that injury, are they going to draft a running back? Are they going to go after Bijan Robinson of Texas? Yes, Marv?
There's a 7th-round pick out of Ball State that's going to go crazy for the Cowboys next year.
Yeah. You can find a running back. You don't need one in the first round. You found Pollard, who we told Jerry for 2 years, that's your guy. Give him the ball. Yes, Marv?
That's like a 3-and-D guy in the NBA. I can find a 6'8 guy with 40-inch vertical that can make 3 out of 8 3-pointers.
Okay. And? Is that your version of finding a running back anywhere in the draft? Is it a 3-and-D guy?
I can find a 3-and-D guy. Look, Pascal Siakam is from where? Central Valley State, Connecticut,
is
ayahuasca.
He?
I don't even know what school he went to. But you can find a guy like that. That's what I'm saying. You could always find a good, serviceable running back in the draft. And he doesn't have to be a top 10 pick. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. By the way, I'm going to fire up the Traegers. Got a little morale boost today.
Today?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. I'm thinking snow beers, even though there's no snow outside.
No snow beers?
There's no snow beers.
Great.
And I have something to get us ready for St. Patty's Day
Ooh.
Coming up on Friday. But I ask Tyler to fire up the Traegers, final hour, just letting you know, a little morale boost. So how good is this show today, Todd? No Paulie, and we got the Traegers going to be fired
I'm
up.
Excited about what's on the menu over there.
Nobody.
As long as it's not those green milkshakes. That I can't
hear. No. There's no green milkshakes or green
Don't
beer.
Say the next line that comes
I'm
with the story.
To,
don't
yes,
do it. Yes. I know you
no,
too well.
And you've done
don't
it before.
It.
Do not. No. No. I'm going to take a break.
It does stain
Todd.
Your insides. It stains your insides. That's all I'm saying. Stains the
What did
track.
I just ask you to do?
I didn't say anything bad.
I know where you're going
I know,
with
but
this.
I've said things more dramatic.
We'll take
and
a break.
Than
We're
that.
Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The best golf in the world is played here. The next stop, PGA Tour, the Snake Pit, the dreaded closing three holes. That'll take a bite out of the competition. The Valspar Championship, March 16th through the 19th, NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. Get some more phone calls coming up. The legend, Hall of Famer Mike Francesa, gives us his thoughts on the Jets situation. Top of the hour. Doug in Indiana. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Dan. First time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
5'8", 3/4", 180.
Yeah.
I have a theory about the Rodgers situation I wanted to ask you about. Do you think it has anything to do with his wish list as to why that he hasn't signed or been traded yet, I should say, that maybe he's going to actually take a big pay cut or, you know, they're going to rework his deal based off who they do not get on his wish list?
Well, if I'm the Jets, I would say you want OBJ, then you help us with your salary, your contract, because he wants $20 million a year. I just can't envision the Jets going, yeah, we're going to give you $20 million a year. But thanks for the phone call, Doug. And from what Trey Wingo reported, the holdup is not Aaron Rodgers. It's probably the Packers and the Jets in compensation there. I don't know if it's Aaron saying, all right, you signed Alan Lazard. What about Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis? And what about OBJ? Let's see. What else do we have here? Jamie in North Carolina. Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, guys. I've been on peyote and ayahuasca living in an oil painting all morning, and I just wondered if that's something y'all would want to know about me.
No, no, I didn't want to know, but thank you for sharing that, Jamie.
Brooklyn Fritzy, see you later.
Okay.
That's cute. Nice.
That's how we're celebrating the one-year anniversary of Fritzy. A year ago gave us this.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
I think I know what you got on the grill.
Sausage. I do. I do. Yes, we have sausages on the Traeger grill for the final hour.
Perfect.
Sorry, Todd.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Special day.
Yeah. Can you say sausage?
Sausages. Okay. Sausages.
Sausage
I'm
off.
I'm trying to say it nice and slow.
Sausage off.
Sausage off.
If you just notice, though, he just responding to that caller. Sorry. He said it was kind of cute. I'm not trying to throw really, C's onto the list, but
I'm just gonna cut
it was
my kind of
cute.
I should probably get some kind of therapy.
Sure.
A lot of things.
Well, the fact that your dad said that you were ugly as a baby and wouldn't show your face.
Yeah, I went from big oogs to not being able to like pronounce basic words.
Yeah.
Big oogs.
Yeah, you were called oogs. That was short for ugly?
Yeah, big oogs.
What's more awkward, that you were called big oogs or my wife got me a robe that says daddy on it?
Yours is cool. Mine is just
nothing awkward about that.
My daughters were... they were uncomfortable with it.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, Mom, it says daddy on it.
Did your wife do that intentionally or was that accidentally awkward? Or do we not know?
I don't know. But I just know I opened up the gift at Christmas and it said daddy. And I was like, daddy. And then my daughters go, did you put daddy on there? Yeah.
That's pretty hot, dude. Yeah. That's a hot gift that you can't do that for your daughters, though. You can't. That's like a just us only present, babe.
Hey, daddy.
Yeah, daddy. Dude.
Who's your daddy?
That is great.
Yeah. Sean in Sacramento. Hey, Sean.
Yo, my uncle from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Hey, perfect segue, Dan. I was actually calling in today because member of the Dead Dads Club wanted to shout out my dad on his death anniversary. I know my Papa Rudy is looking up for me from where he's at right now. So first and foremost.
Wait, he's looking up? No, he's supposed to be looking down.
I couldn't call his actions during our lifetime, but you know, I'm being realistic here.
Okay, so dad's looking up. Not down on
wherever he is.
That's great.
All right.
So shout out Papa Rudy. I was respectfully declined over Twitter by my man Marv. I tried to reapply the pyro this year, challenges UConn Huskies, but he respectfully declined.
Yeah.
But I did want to kindly ask today. It's been a while since we had an impression in front of the person that they're doing an impression of. Is Seton going to pull the Francesca on Francesca and ask about Al Albuquerque today? That's no, all I got. No,
thank you, Sean.
Folks, okay? we're not doing impressions today, okay? Folks.
The most awkward one was when Fritzy did Shannon Sharp in front of Shannon.
I can't believe you put me on the
spot.
That
was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it was good content.
All right, Fritzy, let me hear. Go ahead. How do I sound? I think the Broncos are going to go to the Super Bowl. I think the Broncos are going to win another Super Bowl.
Just watching his face look over at Todd, like,
man.
Not to mention his arms are like brick walls. So I don't need any of that.
He wasn't going to beat you up.
No, but he had a little look like, I don't know how cute he thought that was. I like the Denver Broncos.
Hall of Famer Mike Francesa will join us. Final hour on the way. Dan and the Danettes. One more item, we close at hour two, and what an hour it was. Shopping for tires can be, as Todd likes to say, deflating. And then I have to give him the phony laugh there. Really good, Todd.
I appreciate the phony laugh.
All right. But there's nothing phony about TireRack.com. Fast, free shipping and free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They test tires. They have their own test track there. They push tires to the limit. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and you're going to have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendation. Right tires for how and what and where you drive. And it's going to take about 2 minutes to get that. They only sell the best, like the Kumho tires. Todd loves the Kumho tires.
My favorite.
Yes.
And Hankook.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Hankook and the Kumho. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com/Dan. And just remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.